And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives return later Friday to try again to end the stalemate over choosing a new speaker. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Three grueling days and 11 votes, and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has yet to secure enough GOP support to become House Speaker. McCarthy did say late Thursday that there is some progress. He's proposed to holdouts from the Conservative Freedom Caucus and others rules changes that would shrink the power of the Speaker's office and give rank-and-file lawmakers more influence in drafting and passing legislation. Donna Warder, Washington.
The House has been unable to fully function. Members have not been sworn in, and almost no other business can happen until a speaker is elected. China faces fears of more COVID-19 cases as travel picks up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's seeking to minimize the possibility of a major new outbreak during this month's Lunar New Year travel rush, following an end of most pandemic containment measures. The Transportation Ministry has called on travelers to reduce trips and gatherings, particularly if they involve elderly people, pregnant women, small children, and those with underlying conditions. Officials say people using public transport should wear masks and pay special attention to their health and personal hygiene. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Artillery exchanges pounded war-scarred cities in eastern Ukraine on Friday, despite Russian leader Vladimir Putin unilaterally ordering his forces to stop attacking for 36 hours. The brief ceasefire declared by Putin earlier this week during the Orthodox Christmas came after Moscow suffered its worst reported loss earlier this week. This is VOA News. The arrest of a drug cartel leader has set off a wave of violence in Mexico. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
A Mexican Air Force craft was shot while taxiing at Culiacan's International Airport on Thursday after Mexican security forces captured drug cartel leader Ovidio Guzman, a son of jailed kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Eyewitness Ernesto Ramos captured on video the moment gunshots went off as a Mexican Air Force plane was taxiing on the airport's runway. He said the plane took off again after the shots were fired. Ramos himself went back inside the airport for safety. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An internal United Nations report suggests the M23 rebel group has failed to withdraw from areas in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, despite a ceasefire deal, and may have seized more territory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The findings point to continued uncertainty about the exact status of the conflict between the rebels and government forces in North Kivu province. The M23 was meant to have left the Kabumba area as of December 23rd, as part of a ceasefire brokered by East African leaders. However, the confidential report from the Joint Mission Analysis Center, a UN intelligence unit, said total withdrawal has not yet been confirmed, and that suspected M23 movements were still sighted in the area.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Police in Kenya are investigating the death of a local LGBT activist whose body was found stuffed in a metal box. The body was found on a Wednesday on a road in the west of the country. LGBT people living in Kenya have often decried discrimination and attacks at a country where sex between men is illegal. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is erupting again inside its summit crater. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports that the Big Island of Hawaii's most active volcano, Kilauea, is stirring again, less than 1 month after the crater and its larger neighbor, Mauna Loa, stopped releasing lava. Inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, scientists detected a glow in webcam images at Kilauea's summit, and footage gathered overnight shows a steaming, glowing lava lake in the caldera. Kilauea last erupted for 16 months, starting in September of 2021, and when Mauna Loa erupted for the first time in 38 years on November 27th, Hawaii had two volcanoes erupting side by side. The Mauna Loa lava flow got within 2 miles of a major highway before both calderas quieted down. I'm Jennifer King.
France experienced its hottest average temperature and lowest levels of rainfall on record in 2022, the National Weather Office said on Friday. The heat was a symptom of climate change, it added. I'm Joe Ramsey.